Hey,
it's Pig Show, where we get canceled live. We're currently streaming on Twitch. It's a big deal. We're sorting out audio issues.
Yeah, it wasn't working before.
We are first timers. You could say we're popping our Twitch cherry right now.
Yeah.
Ripping that banjo string.
No, people from my church listen to this podcast.
I don't care.
All right. Well,
they already know you're a degenerate.
Yeah, that's true. They do. Welcome, people from my church. Anyway, we're probably going to be a little snappier this time around because we started making the podcast and we're trying out Twitch and it didn't work out so great. So now we're starting over again and hopefully this time it'll be better.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on Twitch now. Come check us out at twitch.tv/swinebeforepearls.
That's us. Well, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the greatest memes of all time today.
I hate it.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't like memes.
Yep.
I think memes are dumb.
I think you're going to be disappointed in some ways by this list.
I think memes are for dumb babies.
Yeah. Dude, you love memes.
Well, you know, here's the thing is I'm probably going to be disappointed and partially it's because my meme intellect is just so high now, you know, like I'm only into like very schizophrenic type memes.
Oh, yes.
So none of this is going to fit in.
Yeah. But so we'll see how it goes.
It's going to be like, do you guys remember Rick Roll?
Oh, get ready.
Is that
get
the
ready.
First one?
Yeah. So I'm going from the top of the list.
Okay.
And so we're going in kind of reverse order, but that's the way the show kind of goes.
Yeah.
But I thought we'd talk about memes this week because memes are art.
Let's do it. Hold on. I got to show some more cleavage because we're on Twitch.
Oh, there we go. Come follow us.
Give
Twitch
me
fans.
Money.
Yeah, please donate, and then we'll read your name out.
Give me money,
and
we'll
give you a little
heart.
Okay, are you ready for the number one meme of all time?
Oh boy!
Oh my! This is gonna be so epic.
Can I guess?
Yeah. All right.
Is it? It's not Doge, is it?
No, it's gonna be more cringe than that.
Think of memes.
This list is on Thrillist.com.
Okay, what year
way.
Did it come out?
Oh, this one's old.
It's 2006.
I'd say like 2010 even.
2010.
Or maybe I no 2006 is way too old. We were 9.
Yeah, there is memes out. I don't know. Gummy bear.
Fail. That's all it says for this one. Just like the epic fail meme.
Okay, but yeah, I mean, what is a meme? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I never liked this one though.
Is it some Aristotelian abstract form of notion?
Yeah, it did have some staying power in that like people actually implemented it into their vocabulary.
Yeah, I remember that. It was pretty cringy though.
Yeah,
I never
liked fail.
It was like, oh man. That was such a fail.
That was an epic fail.
That was an epic fail, bro.
I'm not a fan of the words.
Oh, man,
epic
you
fail
fell
together.
Out of a window as a child? Epic fail,
I
brother.
I won't lie. This is me when I epic fail and fall out of the window.
Yeah. This was, I think, the first one I noticed was dead when adults started using it.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
When I heard like an adult go, man, what an epic fail.
Yeah.
And it's like, haha, funny. And it was like, okay, I'm done.
You know how we're on that weird border between millennial and Gen Z?
Yeah. Whereas Zillennials.
Yeah, we're Zillennials.
Yeah.
I think it's at its most annoying when people on the edge of like Gen X and millennial use it.
Yeah.
No offense to Gen X millennialers.
All offense to Gen X millennialers.
Don't say epic fail.
There
don't we
say
go.
Epic fail.
We pissed some people off. All right, you ready for the next one?
No.
I feel like this one's a little based.
Oh, is it based?
Little bit.
Okay, what is it?
SpongeBob.
See, I don't. This isn't like a. It's a meme, but it's not like it's specific to anything.
Yeah,
at least like. You know, it's more of a template.
There's lots of SpongeBob memes.
Can I be honest with
you?
Yeah. I didn't grow up watching SpongeBob.
Me neither. I do not care about SpongeBob.
I think I've watched maybe 2 episodes of SpongeBob in my entire life. So it's like, I didn't really grow up with this inundated in my culture. Like, I wasn't, like, I had PBS on cable.
Watching,
Zaboomafoo.
Zaboomafoo. Dude. Or my big one was,
Why'd you say it was based?
Well, cause it's like, I think SpongeBob memes are like pretty influential.
Yeah, I guess.
That's why I said a little based.
Yeah, it's a.
But yeah, it's, yeah. Tell me it's not a little based. It's,
depends on your definition of based. Are we talking about like hiding from the government based? Or
no.
Are we talking about, haha, yes, slay queen, here's Patrick in high heels, and that's the meme. That's not very based, if you ask me.
It's very based.
But right. SpongeBob is more based than Joel will ever be.
Yeah.
Quinn, you're quickly chatting your way out of out of me showing up to your wedding and throwing up all over the dance floor.
You know, now Quinn.
Now Quinn.
He's a based guy.
Quinn's very based, but yeah. You know, dude, I think SpongeBob, I just miss that, and people. And I just kind of nod my head with it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever used a SpongeBob meme.
I definitely have. But I've been more prolific making them than I think you have.
Yeah. Well, you just followed the trend, though.
I did. I was a trend follower.
Trent was a meme account admin for a very successful meme account of like 100 people.
I had a good control over my niche.
Yeah. And then you sold it off.
Yep.
Because some kid was like, I want to do it.
Well, it was a petition by the people. And I'm a man of the people.
You should have been a tyrant. You should have died on your sword.
I am a man of the people, Joel.
Be a tyrant.
All right. All right. You ready for this one? You've said this one before.
Doge?
No.
Oh. All
right. I'll give you one more guess.
What did I say?
It was like the first one you said.
I can't even remember.
Rickrolling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, Rickrolling had its time in the sun for sure.
I missed it.
You missed it?
I missed the Rickroll trend.
Oh, man. You weren't 12 years old.
No.
And, you know, looking at videos on YouTube and you see how to unlock Luigi in Super Mario 64. And you're a gaming starved child and you want gaming content and you look at the video and you see 2 seconds of it and you hear the doo 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 and you're like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be an inappropriate sex video. I need to get out of here. And you click out of the video really quickly before realizing that it's actually just a pretty tame music video from the 80s.
Yeah.
That never happened to you?
Not at 12. That... That happened more like, I've gotten Rickrolled before, but I wasn't like on the internet till like 2020.
You weren't on the internet.
I've just gotten to the internet.
The school, your school was like, hey, we got to use Zoom. And you were like, what?
Jack username says epic fail, Trent.
Oh no. I got epic failed.
You got epic failed, bro. You ever hit somebody in oncoming traffic? Epic fail, brother.
Oh my gosh.
What a silly meme.
I got an offender bender.
Ooh, that's an epic. Imagine you do like a very horrendous like car accident and then the cop just shows up and goes, epic fail.
I think it's about time that we get into post-ironic epic fail.
I think it's about time. I think we could. Let's bring it back.
Epic fail post irony. Hop fail. In. We're gonna start the trend.
Yep. We're the epic fail guys.
We're the epic fail guys. That's the new name of the podcast.
Epic fail.
Swine before epic fails.
Bro, are you wearing a shirt that looks like Sully from Monsters Inc.? Epic fail.
Yo, that's no. Comedy.
Oh my gosh.
All right, you ready?
No.
Deal with it, sunglasses.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of like it.
I don't think this qualifies for anywhere near the top 10.
No.
You could argue top 100. But top 10? Fourth place?
I put
for
it,
deal with it sunglasses
I put it in like 56.
That seems fair. I did really love it when it started out. I thought it was the funniest thing that ever happened to me.
Was it like the damn it feels good to be a gangster?
Yeah,
and like
yeah,
the
I'm pretty sure.
Sunglasses fall down.
Yeah.
I liked it. It didn't make an impact on my life. I you know, it didn't change me.
Yeah. I thought I saw like two memes that I thought were hilarious.
Didn't rock me to my core and make me question the efficacy of Coca-Cola in the 1980s.
I looked up more and none of them lived up to the first couple I saw.
No.
So it was dwindling returns on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for this one?
Give me the peak nostalgia.
Oh, this one's kind of a not a boomer meme in the sense of like I hate my wife, but like
wife bad.
Like Fred's dad. This was like a meme from the 80s, basically.
Oh,
like he
man.
Knows this one. It's all your base are belong to us.
Oh, that's a pretty good like proto internet meme.
Yeah,
I like it. I don't use it. I don't think I've used it.
It's before our time.
Yeah,
it's cute though. Like you see a reference to it and you're like, that's cute.
Yeah,
I like this.
I like it.
I remember one day at work we just listened to a remix that was that was just that line
that's,
on repeat.
That's cool
all
that
your
it's
bases.
Still like alive and living.
Okay, this is one I don't get at all. Obey. You know, like that Obey is it like a graffiti brand or something? Like I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think so. Obey was supposed to be like a ripoff of Supreme.
Okay.
They're in the same font. And I think Obey was just. So here's. Okay. So listen.
There is some backstory that I can read.
This is less of a meme and more of a meme. Because there's meme as in like Doge, you know, buff Doge.
Hee ho.
Like
funny meme.
Haha, funny meme. And then there's meme in like the weird academic sense of like an image that is provoking to culture and you know kind of that
like,
and I think this one fits into it because essentially I think Obey Giant was the full brand name and it was essentially like the anti-brand and it was supposed to call out like consumerism.
Wasn't Supreme kind of the same way though? Like I'm pretty sure it was like a parody and people ate it up wholesale
Supreme started. I mean, I'm not a hype beast or a skater or anything. I live in a trailer, but I think Supreme was like, started as trying to be this anti-brand. But that's the thing is like, if you just like life is so easy. If you just like try to do the opposite in a good way, because then everybody wants it.
Yeah.
Cause it's different.
Well,
you know,
MGMT did that too. Do you know MGMT? They wrote like Kids and, what are some of their other songs? It's like the song that's like, do, 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 do. You know that one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, interesting fact about, you faking me right now?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking. Wait, is it like the?
Yeah, it's like show yourself, take only what you need.
Oh, I thought that was Safe and Sound by.
No, that's Kids, and so MGMT had three songs that kind of blew up.
Okay.
And they actually wrote them all ironically. They were like, "What's the most like sellout?"
Yeah,
songs like pop songs
it's
we
the
can
most
write.
Corporate thing we can do.
And so they wrote those songs and they ended up blowing up huge.
I think it's funny that like everything that's like anti-establishment to whatever is a meme and then becomes the norm.
Yeah,
like think about Nirvana and how how like anti everything like Nirvana kind of was, and now
they're
it's
in
like
Batman.
The most. Yeah, now they're in Batman, and now like the most basic girls are like wearing. It's like, here's my Nirvana shirt, and here's my, here's my Megadeth shirt.
Well, they knew that was happening too.
And
then
I go up to them and I'm like, name every song forwards and backwards. You can't wear a shirt.
Well, Nirvana has a whole song about like how people just listen to them and don't really care what they're saying.
And guess what? No one's heard that song. Yeah. I have him.
I have, because I listen to albums for fun. Because
you're an audiophile.
Yeah. Ooh. I like to lust after audio.
I
take my little vinyls and I give them little kisses.
I don't like this anymore. Let's move on.
Okay. The Dancing Baby. Oh, I only vaguely remember this. It's got like it's got a lot of the older memes.
I got
this one was no, before
this
my
was
time,
like
I'm pretty
a,
sure.
This was like a GIF, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. It's whatever.
That's all we gotta say.
It's
about
a dancing baby. Oh, what do you want me to
I have thoughts about this one.
All right, what is it?
Condescending / sarcastic Willy Wonka.
Oh.
Yeah, I have.
Go
okay.
off, King.
Hot take. The Willy Wonka meme format where I feel like I should give some description just in case like someone in our audience just doesn't get it. But yeah, he's just kind of sitting there like, oh, so you think this? You stupid.
Dumb.
Exactly zero of those memes are funny. And I think I've made a couple, but exactly zero of them are funny.
Do you hate yourself for making them?
Yes. I hate myself for everything I've ever done. Like, name something I've done, Joel.
I fell out of a window.
I hate myself for that. Bad example. That was a softball.
Going geocaching.
I hate myself for that.
Starting a podcast?
I hate myself for that. Dude, that's so cringe.
Starting a podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, it's top tier cringe.
Yeah.
This is like the worst thing I've ever done with my free time.
Oh, yeah. Disaster. We should just quit right now.
God, I hope.
Okay.
No, dude, that one sucked.
Yeah.
I think it's a very narcissistic meme.
Yeah.
It's not funny. It's just like, oh, you don't actually know that a brown horse is called a dunny and not a brown horse.
It's about elevating your knowledge and opinions over other people in a very straightforward and kind of obnoxious way. I'm not about it.
I'm not about it either.
Yeah. Boo.
Boo.
We hate condescending / sarcastic Willy Wonka.
Yeah. If you're sarcastic, like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Just be genuine.
Not a good meme. But
I've never been sarcastic once in my life.
It had a lot of longevity.
It still does. I still see it places. It's one of those memes that just doesn't die out.
If you're posting the memes, I love you as a person,
just
probably.
Stop.
But yeah, I'm not a huge
just
fan of those.
Stop.
Not a huge fan of those. Keyboard cat.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I like it.
Yeah.
Not a lot I can say about it. It's a cat playing a keyboard.
Not very impactful.
I'm happy
for me
for
personally.
It
always I've got I feel like we're coming across the right audiences will understand our point of view, like audiences that vibe with us.
Uh-huh.
But we're kind of coming across as like anti-meme.
No, but I like memes, but
yeah.
I'm not a consumer of the masses.
Yes.
I'm more of like that obey company. I question everything.
And then
listen, I'm a contrarian hipster piece of garbage. If you like something, I don't like it.
Yes, sir.
Just the fact that you find enjoyment out of something simple. Yeah.
It ruins
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there you go. Jack what? Username says, why are all these memes from 2010? Well, Jack Username, that's probably because that's when they came out. Now give me $5 because I shouted you out and I'm showing you cleavage. All right.
All
what's
right.
the next meme?
Okay. This is another one I have a bone to pick with.
Oh.
It's you mad, bro.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I think that's the whole point of it. Why are you mad, bro?
Okay. So here.
I think you've fallen for the meme's trap, my friend.
Yeah. No, here's the deal, though. It's like. There's like the narrative built on the other side that's like not there, right? So like
you're gonna have to talk to me like I'm 12.
So imagine this, right?
Talk to me like I'm five.
Actually, I was playing Minecraft.
Uh-huh.
All right. I already got you hooked. I can say whatever I want now. So I was playing Minecraft and these dudes ganged up on me.
Ooh.
And I was just kind of like, I lost. I guess I'll go find a new lobby, whatever. And they're like typing in, "You mad, bro?" Like they just did the most genius troll ever. It was like, I'm kind of indifferent.
I have to say though, "You mad, bro?" Because you're talking about this now.
I don't know. Maybe they got me, but also it's just like,
yeah.
I
get what you mean though. It's like kicking somebody in the shins with a baseball bat, and it's like, it's just a prank, bro. Like chill out. Like, what's your deal? Like you're the problem for reacting.
Yeah. And I didn't even react. Like, I didn't type anything
in
the chat.
You didn't send their IP address back to them.
I was just kind of existing. And I feel like,
how old were you when this happened?
I was like 15.
Have you talked to your therapist about this experience? Do you find that like your relationships with the opposite sex have all stemmed from this one Minecraft?
I'm gonna tell you like a Minecraft story that was actually like super impactful while we're here.
Okay.
Okay. So I was on this.
We're a Minecraft chat.
Yeah.
Now.
I was on this Minecraft server, right?
Yeah.
And it was one where you can fight each other, a PvP server, if you will.
Okay.
And so I start walking around, and this other player that appeared to be a girl just like started walking along with me and hanging out with me. And I was walking along and I was like, man, I have this new friend with me, but I kept walking and I was like, why can't I break anything? It was because the server had a setting where I had to enable like breaking blocks, but then I'd also be allowed to be killed. And as soon as I figured that out and I realized that I needed to enable that setting, she killed me. And that was very traumatic for me. I'll never trust anyone again.
Touch grass.
No. I was 15, man.
Go touch grass. I hope that's not real.
That's real. It wasn't.
Were you like legitimately like depressed?
No.
Because of that?
No. I think it's kind of a funny story.
It is a funny story.
But like my reaction to
epic fail.
my reaction to it was kind of like just like, oh, like that's kind of funny that happened to me.
Imagine you're at the therapist's office and you just talk about Minecraft and then go, man, epic fail.
Man, the therapist is just saying, you mad, bro?
I'd put you down if I was the therapist. I'd just take you out.
Oh, get ready. This is one you've been guessing multiple times.
Oh, okay.
It's here. It's here.
Doge.
Doge.
All right. I have to say I like Doge.
Doge? I would put Doge in the top 10.
I like Doge. I think Doge. I put Doge in the same realm as like Pepe in a way, where you can mold it into being so many different, like, so many different kinds of Doge and like in all these different situations. I like buff Doge. I like little Doge. I like Cheems.
Well,
I love Cheems.
It's had longevity and variety.
It's great.
Which you can't say about the Willy Wonka meme. Like if you've seen one Willy Wonka meme, you've seen them all.
Yeah.
But Doge is moldable.
I always enjoy a good Doge meme. There's never a time where I'm like, why are they still showing this dog? He's just a cool looking dog.
He's funny.
Yeah. And then there's Cheems, which is even better because Cheems is just like the anti Doge. And I like it, man. And you know what I like about Doge is the name for it comes from one of my favorite internet deep dark internet cartoons.
Oh, I don't know if I
know. Homestar Runner.
Oh, did it came from Homestar Runner?
Not the actual image, but the term Doge was first coined in Homestar Runner, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, look at you. You're ahead of the trend.
I'm a regular meme historian.
Yeah.
And dude, I own Dogecoin. Everybody clap.
Woo, crypto bros. We love you, crypto bros.
Thank you.
You're the future of banking.
Thank you. Thank
You've
you.
Decentralized banking.
Thank you. Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yes, I am an owner of Dogecoin, and I refuse to sell. And you know why?
Because you're anti-Semitic? Because
I'm, well.
I'm Jewish, by the way. Just,
yeah.
Just,
I'm
just
also
so you know.
Jewish, and yes. But, but. I like it because I just like it. I like okay. that it's part of the meme. It's nice to own something that's part of the meme. It's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a good time all the way around.
You bought it when, like, before Crypto Bros got a little obnoxious.
I bought a lot of Dogecoin and then sold a lot. And then I had a little bit left over. And then that skyrocketed. And then I should have sold it a long time ago. And now it's just like I'm too lazy to sell it. And it's just sitting there. And I don't care. It's like $30.
Yeah. Hold.
Hold.
HODL. Okay. Do you know this one? I have never seen this one in
my
life.
I don't know. Maybe tell me what it is.
It's Bert is evil.
Oh, is it the Bert and Ernie meme? And then there's a lot of text underneath?
No. This one looks different. I think this one's a little older. So here's an example. It's got Richard Nixon and Elvis, and Bert's
okay.
just sitting between them.
I was into these memes when I was like in early high school of like they'd take a screenshot from
Street. It was like edgy Bert and Ernie.
Yeah,
right?
I like
yeah.
that. So maybe it's the same thing. I don't know.
It seems a little older though, but I don't really understand. Like It's literally just Bert looking evil with Richard Nixon and Elvis.
I got no clue.
Which, like, it's bothered me because I looked at this article beforehand. And I've just been thinking about this meme and why is Bert, like, evil in this? Because Richard Nixon's not a popular guy, but he's with Elvis.
I got a theory.
Dethorns the picture. What's up?
Well, I think we're used to, like, parodying children's icon so much in our pop culture right now. Like it's like, oh man, Family Guy, oh Barney has a chainsaw and killed two kids and that's the joke. And it's like we just were over it. But I think early on it was kind of a funny thing to be like to parody a children's character and kind of turn it into something, you know,
yeah,
kind of more crass. And I think that's probably in a little bit
yeah,
of the origin with that.
Probably similar.
I don't know. I'm just spitballing, you know,
but
using my college degree.
It kind of reminds me of, like, do you remember when they would take, like, kids' coloring books and they'd, like, redraw
yeah.
them so they're all
so they got, like,
gory and graphic.
And pentagrams and stuff.
Yeah, kind of the same one.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a throwback. These are all super 2010. Chuck Norris facts.
Dude, I love Chuck Norris
yeah.
facts. I got a t-shirt for my brother for Christmas with Chuck Norris facts on it.
You
like,
were,
he loved that
he
stuff.
Did. Daniel was obsessed with those.
It was a funny thing.
I remember like just talking to Daniel and he would just be so proud of all the Chuck Norris facts he knew.
Do you know that Chuck Norris is so tough? He once demolished a preschool.
Did you once know that Chuck Norris is so tough that he can resist the offer to receive a special hug from me?
Chuck Norris doesn't epic fail. He epic wins.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that? No, it was a thing, and
it
you know what though? I was happy for it because my brother really got into Chuck Norris, and because of that, I started watching Walker Texas Ranger. We have the entire DVD set. I've seen every episode of Walker Texas Ranger, and I can say Chuck Norris is a pretty swell guy.
Huh.
So
yeah, I can believe that.
There was an episode in the Chuck Norris TV show where this guy crashes in a plane and then he becomes a cannibal and he's like wearing bearskin and Chuck Norris fights him and stabs him with a stick.
That's incredible.
That's awesome. And I was like 9. Like show a 9-year-old that, you know? Show your kids Chuck Norris stabbing a giant cannibal with a stick.
I'm glad we brought this out for you.
Dude, it's good memories, man.
I learned
a lot about the world through Walker, Texas Ranger. I learned about different types of crimes. I learned about kissing women. Oh, wow. I learned about...
Does he teach you how to kiss women?
It's not like a step-by-step, but it's Chuck Norris, so he's obviously very thorough when he's doing it.
Okay, so you just get a good example. Yeah.
I'm glad Chuck Norris is still alive.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, dude.
I had no idea.
Rocking and rolling. He's getting pretty creaky. I don't think he's been in anything in a long time.
Well, I'd imagine he's too old to actually fight anyone.
Dude, listen, the whole Chuck Norris thing stuck with me for such a long time. I remember I watched the third Expendables movie specifically for a 5-second scene where Chuck Norris shows up.
Oh, and I think I was asleep during that part.
He shoots like a grenade and he's like, "Hey, Sylvester, it's me, Chuck Norris." And I shot a grenade.
Cool. Okay. Crying Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good meme.
Yeah.
It's a good meme. I don't have anything to say about it.
Kind of a reaction meme. Not much to
say
about this one.
I see it a lot in sports memes, I think, more than anything else nowadays. I was running a sports social media page, and a lot of people would say that. I remember on Chinese social media, they had a specific cutout for the crying Michael Jordan meme that they'd post on posts. It was very cool.
Yeah, this is definitely more your area than mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
This one... I think this one's fair. I think 15 is a decent spot for it because it's kind of transcended memedom into general conversation.
Okay.
I think epic, this one's all right.
Epic fail.
Epic fail. No, it's the Nigerian prince.
Yeah, just kind of the concept.
Yeah, the concept of just like the scammer guy who says he's a Nigerian prince.
I don't get those anymore, though. I get people like asking me about car stuff, and it's like I drive a 22-year-old truck.
You know, this is a good time. I can tell my iconic story of pranking a scam caller.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Yeah. So this one time, this guy is texting me, and he says, "Hey, I have your social security number. You need to send me a bunch of money, or else I will."
Tell the government where you live.
Yeah, or else the hackers will get you, I think was the thing.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I've got a great plan. I'm gonna get this guy involved in a cult.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I got our group chat involved, all of my friends that were around me, and just like a few other random people to all text this guy as part of the cult.
Yeah.
And this was cult lore that Joel made up as a joke.
Yeah, Zorkon the Defiler. He's a grand fish god. He's a cosmic fish god that feeds on human sacrifice.
Yeah. So
he's a loving god, but he's small g.
Yeah. I sent Joel his number so that Joel could send him the lore, and I got all of my
I have pages and pages of like testament written to this.
Yeah. You wrote like a whole essay for this guy, and I got all my friends to text him and say, "Welcome, son of Zorkon." And he had to respond to all of them and act like he was totally in on it. And even well after I revealed, like, "Dude, I'm pranking you right now," he still tried to text me for 2 months after that.
Like info about Zorkon.
Dude, by the end of it, I was sending him like just line by line lyrics of "I miss you." And he still was like going for it, trying to scam me.
Well, it's like part of it. So funny. We're talking about scams. I actually have a lot of experience with scammers and scam stuff on Instagram. I liked it a lot because if you know, they send you a picture of like a hot girl. And so I made the specific scam account of basically a boomer, you know, and I love God. I love Trump. God bless Israel. And then I follow a bunch of car pages, and then I've got like, it's like, "Hey baby, how are you doing?" And so I start talking to them. And the thing about those is you can tell what's a bot and what's not a bot. And when you get the one that's not a bot, it's so much fun. And I had this one, he was like, "Please, sir, you know, get me a Steam gift card, baby. I want to come see you." And it's like, man, Steam gift card, really? Like, you're gonna. And I was like, "Where do I get a Steam gift card?" And she was like, "Oh, you have to go to your store and get one." And I was like, "Okay, baby, just for you, I'll go get one." So then I just stopped texting him for like 2 or 3 hours, and I kept getting "baby, baby, baby, where are you? And I was like, yes, my love, I am here. I have what you want. And then it was like, please send me the front and the back. And I was like, okay, sounds good. And it's just like a $15 Bass Pro gift card. It was, and then I texted, yeah, I was looking at the supermarket and I saw the Steam, but you could probably use a Bass Pro gift card more than one of those Steam ones. And it was like, that is not the right one. Go back. I don't want this. And then I was like, well, this is all I'm giving. And then it was like, fine, give it. And then it was like, no, not anymore. And then it keep going and keep going. I get addicted to this stuff. And then finally, they'd say, the conversation would switch. So the hot girl would all of a sudden say, Ogun gonna get you. So I typed in Ogun, and it's a Somalian term for the god of steel. It's a curse. They're starting Whoa. To proclaim curses over me. So then it all changes, and then I'm like, how's the weather going in Somalia? So then it's starts going like that, and then I FaceTime them. And that was my favorite part, was FaceTiming, and you're catfishing me, and I'm catfishing you. And then it was just, bro, please, I have to feed my family. And I was like, bro, Steam gift card doesn't buy you food, bro. So I loved it, man. It was addictive as heck. I'd spend my days you don't need a girlfriend. No, I'm telling you, you don't need to text a girlfriend. That's worthless.
You can just text a bunch of Indian guys.
Yeah, text a bunch of Somalian dudes. What's going on?
All right.
So,
ooh, that was a good one.
What did he say?
What the?
Oh yeah, there is another one where I got this, because I was like, I was entertaining probably 10 to 15 scammers at once. Like I was in this, man. And then my cousin, he made a scammer account and then started scamming me. And then he started giving me like way too much personal information about myself. And I was like, uh-oh, this is scary, because this guy is starting to send me like my address and all this other stuff. So now I'm getting a little freaked out. And then I finally FaceTimed him, and there's my cousin on the other end. And I was like, yeah. So that was a pretty good time.
You got some balls FaceTiming the guy who knows your address.
What? I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. What is he going to do? Fly from Somalia to Denver and try and get me to buy him a gift card?
Yeah.
Bro, if you fly all the way out to Colorado, I'll take you to the store and buy you a gift card. Like,
yeah. So you know the scammers actually have like lists of phone numbers that are vulnerable?
Yeah.
I think my phone number was on that because there was a guy who owned my phone before.
Oh yeah.
And I'm pretty sure he was super vulnerable to these scams, because they were like super confident that they had my social security number, but yeah. I'm pretty sure I have that guy's social security number now. I think the scammer sent me that guy's social security number.
You should figure out who he is.
I know exactly who he is. Actually, his family just sent me a group text. Like, letting them know that they were moving into a new house.
Oh man, dude, I wish I had my old phone from back in the day, because like I used to get added into group tests, and I used to like just send stuff. They're like, so what are your plans for tonight? And it's like, I'm gonna drink gasoline. Like, grandpa.
I have more power than I'm using.
Oh, man. Solid tangent, though. Good, yeah. Good scam. Don't fall for scams. My dad recently fell for a scam.
Oh, no.
Or not recently. It was about a year ago, but it was the Amazon. It was the Amazon gift card scam. And I was just like, all right.
Rest in peace, Papa.
All right, Dad. It's time to send you to the farm.
You're calling him out on a podcast he listens to.
I don't care. Dad, we're going to the funny farm.
Poor Mr. Kennicutt.
What's the funny little last three letters on the back of your credit card while you're at it?
All right.
Those silly little numbers.
Are we ready to move on?
I want to talk about scammers more. I don't give a crap about these memes, but go for it.
Nyan Cat.
Yeah, I get it. It's cool. It's a very iconic meme. It's a very fun meme when it came out.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of the poster child for memes.
Yeah, I think so.
Like if you see like a big banner and it's got memes.
Yeah.
You'll see a little neon cat there with a little rainbow behind
it. I like how it looks. You know, yeah. I like how it looks.
It's kind of catchy. Even though it's obnoxious, it's catchy.
Yeah, I like how it looks. And I remember I the first time I saw it, it was like, I can taste the rainbow. You know? And yeah. I like that. I can taste the rainbow. I can taste the Pop-Tart.
He's got a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, it's cool.
Dude. And that's a yummy looking cat.
And I remember there was like a Nyan Cat gun in like Gary's mom.
Oh yeah, that was so fun.
That was fun. And it's like it's a good encapsulation, and it really just cements what that era of time was.
Yeah. Man, these are all so old though. Demotivational posters.
Oh. Those are cool. I used to save a bunch of those to my iPod.
They had their time, right?
Yeah.
So it was like they were cool until they weren't, which is a lot of memes.
Give up. Epic fail.
Epic fail. You just got pranked.
Pwned.
And it's a picture of a guy who fell over.
No, it is always like give up. And it was like that meta humor. I think it's like baby's first meta humor kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think what really makes them good is they're parodying something from real life, because there are actual motivation posters, and you look at that and you're like, this is rife for being made fun of.
So,
right?
Yeah.
And someone actually did it, and then everybody did it.
Yeah, and people bought it, and
it was a good thing.
You know, my friend Thaniel, he 1 year he came in and he bought these mugs online. And they were like motivational poster mugs, but they were like an image with just a random phrase. And it was just a crapshoot, but they were really funny. Like, so we all had these mugs that I can't remember what some of them said, but it was just like these really random pairings together, almost like kind of Cards Against Humanity type deal. I should see if he still has those mugs.
I'd
take one of them.
We could drink them on Pig Show.
Yeah. Daniel, give me your mug.
Thaniel, I'm going to mug you.
I want to mug you, Thaniel.
Next time I see you, Thaniel,
I don't care that you have a young child. I'm going to beat the snot out of you.
Thaniel, I know you're developing.
This is just feeding his parasocial relationship.
I know you're developing a parasocial relationship with us. Keep diving into that.
Keep diving.
We're your best friends, Thaniel.
All right. Keep it rolling, big, big Chungus.
Smiley face. What?
It's the same. It's meme art.
Is it just like the actual emoji?
It's a meme. It's a meme, Batman.
Upside down smiley face is good. I love upside down smiley face.
See, what you're trying to figure out, both of these women are both very attractive and wearing different console shirts, and you're trying to figure out which one is the most attractive. But those aren't women. Those are furries. It's a meme, Batman. Have you seen that?
No.
See, you don't know anything about memes. You're like, oh, Rickroll. Rickroll. Epic fail. Minecraft.
Dude, I'm not.
You're illiterate.
I for a solid year and a half.
You're like a little baby.
Have been out of the meme game.
You're like a little baby.
I've been out of the meme game.
All right.
Very
what was this, smiley face?
Yeah. It's just a regular smiley face.
I think it starts with Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump was the one who
he was the first one ever smiled.
Yeah, well, no, but you know the running scene in the Forrest Gump movie.
The running scene. The whole movie is the running scene.
We already had this conversation. If you want to hear this conversation more, look at our other podcasts. And one is about Forrest Gump.
It's coming up.
But he puts his face on the muddy shirt, and then he takes it off, and
there's
a smiling face. And then the guy makes it, and then he makes all the money because it's a smiling face, and it's a meme.
Okay.
It's like talking to an ape.
Yeah?
You're like a chimpanzee.
Well, I'm a swine.
You're like a little...
I'm a swine!
You're like a little...
We got there! Woo!
Like I'm a little swinehorn.
I'm here to expose myself to art.
Like a chimpanzee trying to eat a banana backwards.
This one, it's okay.
Okay, what is it?
Dramatic prairie dog.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep.
It's a good one.
Lolcats.
Yeah, it's fine.
Eh. You're the man now, dog? Do you know you're the man now, dog?
No. Is there a photo?
Okay. It says you're the man now dog.com. Should we read the description for this one?
No one could have predicted that a mildly problematic line from Sean Connery's earliest drama, Finding Forrester, would become the emblem for repetitive internet nonsense. But hey, here we are. In 2001, Max Goldberg slapped Connery's name line reading that titled mosaic, blah, 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 blah. Sean Connery said something offensive. Sean Connery has a better meme where he talks about slapping a woman, but not with a closed hand and open fist. Look up Sean Connery's interview about slapping women. That's a lot more memeable.
What?
Next.
Oh, no. You're going to get canceled for
real. I don't care. Joke. All the Taylor Swift fans think I'm a closeted misogynist now.
Yeah, we've talked about
matter.
That every week.
There's only down to go from here. What am I going to do? Crawl on my knees? I'd rather die standing.
All right. So, me IRL, and we can skip over that. Kermit. It's pretty vague.
Yeah.
But
no,
Kermit memes are great.
They had the T.
The T1's iconic.
The T1's iconic. I don't know. I like there's this account that is like on Twitter and it's like Kermit with a gun and it's like hood sayings or something. Mm. And I like it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I think
like hood sayings from Kermit.
The great thing about Kermit the Frog is it's like easily replicable.
Yo, we haven't even talked about the meme yet.
Oh, what's that?
Jordan Peterson.
Oh,
Kermit.
Jordan Peterson Kermit.
Oh boy.
Oh, are you gonna give a little example?
You gotta rescue your father from the belly of the whale. You know, Proust used to talk about how, you know, when mummy took away my nightlight, I'd come downstairs, and I don't understand it, man. It's mind-blowing. And, you know, everyone says I sound like Kermit the Frog, but really I'm just a Canadian professor who's trying to say something based every now and again for you Gen Z liberals. And I don't understand, and I don't play banjo. God, I don't play banjo ever. Not once. Not once. And I never cheat.
Wow, you're so wise.
What do you think, Joe Rogan?
I can't believe that.
Why
you
are
just...
there? Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what is on the other side? I'll tell you what's on the other side. It's the downfall of Western civilization.
I can't believe that this wisdom is on the internet.
You know
for
who
free.
Looked for the on the other side of the rainbow? Pinocchio, and now he's addicted to pornography.
You're changing my life right now.
Pinocchio's trying to rescue his father, and now he's addicted to pornography. Okay.
You know what? I'm not going to get into politics until I've cleaned
that's
my room.
That's a meme
room.
Right there.
Yep.
It's Jordan Peterson, who's meme, and it's Kermit, who's meme, and it all fits together.
That's incredible.
It's Kermit. I like Kermit. I'm a big Muppets guy.
Yeah.
Big Muppets guy.
All right. Oh, we're moving up in the years, baby.
Oh, no.
Harambe.
Harambe.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
How could they kill Harambe?
Is that a song? Or did you just start singing that?
I think Filthy Frank made a song.
Okay.
So here's my thoughts on Harambe.
Yeah?
It was a justified killing.
which one?
He was a monster animal that shouldn't have been
true.
There in the first place.
That's true. I think that they should have killed Harambe before he could.
We're not making any friends here.
No.
No, I liked it. It was a funny meme. It encapsulates 2016, which was probably the greatest summer of my life.
Yeah, 2016 was an awesome summer.
There was a lot to
us.
Celebrate. And guess what? Harambe is still remembered very tastefully. It was kind of getting old for a bit.
Yeah, it started overstaying its welcome, but
how is the memory of a great figure overstaying its welcome though?
Well, here's why, right?
Okay.
Because when a meme becomes not funny anymore, you're like, this is annoying. Like I'd rather see different things.
Sure.
But now, as it has entered the collective consciousness, and it just sits there passively. We can all sit and remember this great monster who we all despise and who died a justified death.
We're not
Come
winning
murder
any.
Me.
We're not winning any internet points.
That's my goal. I but hope seriously, that so- I hope lady, that somebody kills me.
Serious lady, keep your child on a leash. That child should have been nowhere near that guardrail.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I wonder if it was like a pelican, would we care as much?
If like a pelican fell into her.
No. Oh. If a kid fell into like a pelican.
No, I mean here.
I think it's because monkeys are very like human.
Yeah.
And it's like there's something. It's like almost killing like a person. I don't know. Monkeys are smart, dude. Monkeys are crazy, man.
I feel
have
like
you ever
people,
seen chimpanzees? I'm sorry, go for
if,
it.
I feel like people would get mad if you like killed a dolphin too, because dolphins are pretty intelligent.
Yeah, it's like dolphins, dogs, monkeys, those are all off limits.
Cats. Well, people would get mad if you killed a cat. Maybe not because of their intelligence.
Yeah.
I don't know. But people love cats. There's a whole documentary called Don't Mess with Cats.
Yeah, everyone tells me to watch it. So
yeah,
you know what that
I've been told
me?
To watch it too.
You know what I say to that?
You ain't gonna watch
I'm
it.
I'm not gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
tell me to watch it.
Joel's
something.
A contrarian if you haven't figured it out.
You know who told me to watch Dark Crystal? Nobody. You know who watched it? Me. You know who likes it? Me.
Wait, didn't Fred tell you to watch Dark Crystal?
No.
I would believe it if Fred told you.
No.
I think that happened.
From Quinn, this will turn more people against you than the Taylor Swift thing.
Oh.
Good.
Dude,
hey,
I actually really like Harambe.
Yeah, no, Harambe fans, I'm here to piss you off. I don't have a horse in this race, and my opinions are not stated in truth. But I hope that you hate me, and I hope that you leave a hate comment.
Look, man, I'm just trying to avoid controversy right now. So let's all gang up on Trent. Isn't he the worst?
This looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me because we need a little controversy because it feels so empty without me.
I'm a menace, a dentist, an oral hygienist.
What?
Open your mouth for a moment. Never mind.
Okay.
You don't know Shake That by Eminem?
Not really.
Okay, next album.
Okay, Derp.
Yeah, Derp. Okay, Steven is a Derp guy.
Do you like
Steven's
derp.
Not like a derpy guy. He's like
Steven is a derpy guy.
No. But he's like a derp guy. He's somebody who's like, man, look at this dog. It's just so derpy, derp, derp, derp. You know? And he already talked like derp, derp, derp.
That's because Steven is well and truly a millennial.
That's right. It's a very millennial meme.
It's a very millennial meme.
It's like, I'm so silly. Derp, derp, derp. I lick ice cream in the grocery store and I put it back. Derpy, derp, derp, derp. Worthless people.
Die, millennials, of which I might be one, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, some people are like, you're such a millennial. And it's like, no.
I don't fit in anywhere.
I was born in the Zoomer generation. I should have a low-cut fade and be a TikTok influencer. All right.
Nothing's stopping us.
Do you have any thoughts of Derp?
No. A lot of these memes from this era remind me of this one guy that I wasn't a big fan of that I knew in high school. He just would say memes and I would be like, I don't know if I like you saying those memes.
You can't talk about yourself in the third person like that.
I'll talk about myself however I want to. What's wrong with a little self-hatred, Joel? Tell me that.
We should make our own meme. Like Brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus. That's so funny.
Guys.
Brontosaurus. Everybody type Brontosaurus in the chat.
Yo, chat. Say Brontosaurus and give me $5 for showing my
If you're watching this on YouTube, type Brontosaurus in the comments
if you're a real fan. If you're a real Brontosaurus fan, real Brontosaurus hours. All right, let's get through this trash.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
What?
All right, Joel's going to read chat.
Sorry, we are unable to connect. Welcome to chat. I can't see anything.
Oh, what does chat say, Steven?
Jack said bronchitis.
Jack said bronchitis.
Guys, I'm a bronchitosaurus.
Yeah, see?
Time to remove some fluid from your lungs.
All right, you ready?
Do you think brontosauruses ever got bronchitis?
No. Brontosauruses are invincible.
Do you even know what a brontosaurus is?
Yeah.
Describe it.
Okay. So
if you're a true Brontosaurus fan, describe it.
Okay. So imagine this, right? It's a dinosaur.
Okay.
And it's got scales and a lot of sex appeal.
You're not describing any of its defining features.
It's got two eyes and four legs.
How tall is it?
It's about 6'2".
it's about 30 feet.
It looks like a T-Rex, but a little cooler.
This is definitely not a brontosaurus. You ever seen Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
You know the big long neck boys?
The long boys. I used to love that. Okay.
I used to love dinosaurs, but I never knew what a brontosaurus was.
Hear me out, Joel. As a kid, I loved dinosaurs.
But you weren't smart enough for them?
But no. I went to, you know, the dinosaur ride at Waterworld? You ever go to Waterworld?
I've never been to Waterworld.
Okay, there's a dinosaur at Waterworld.
I don't like swimming in urine with other people.
That's too bad. You would have loved it as a kid. But there was this dinosaur ride where they have like these dinosaurs actually roar.
Yeah.
They're animatronics.
You sound like
and
the
it scared me so bad as a kid that I changed my favorite animal to turtles.
You sound like an ad on the back of like a dinosaur action figure. They actually roar.
They actually roar. Okay.
Chomping motion.
There's no such thing as a brontosaurus according to Jack.
Jack doesn't know anything about dinosaurs.
There's no that's true. There's no such thing as a brontosaurus.
Jack's
you
the,
made that
Jack's
up.
The like Jack is the absolute like stupidest dino
Joel,
man.
Joel, the next.
Hey Jack, what was your email when you were growing up? Was it Dino Crazy Joel? No. What was it? Dino hater Jack? Probably.
The next time you gaslight me, Joel, I'm going to steal your hat and light it on fire.
Honestly, though, I wasn't smart enough for dinosaurs. I read a lot of dinosaur books, and then I try to pronounce the names. There's one called a Confinomphus, and that is not how you pronounce it, but to this day, this is how I still say it. Anyways, I was digging in the backyard, and I found a chicken bone. So I decided that it was a dinosaur bone, and I took it to the local museum to an actual paleontologist that happened to be at that museum. And I, first of all, pronounced the dinosaur wrong and said, "Sir, look at this Confinomphus bone that I have." And then he said, "That is a chicken bone." And he destroyed any dream I had, and ever since, I've been a high-functioning alcoholic.
That's incredible. I'm really happy for you, Joel. I'm happy that happened to you.
I'm happy it happened to me, too.
All right. I don't know this one. Do you know Roll Safe?
Oh, for like D&D?
I don't think so. In 2016, while playing the character RS, a.k.a. Roll Safe, in the BBC Three's Hood documentary.
Next!
Series. Yeah. Okay, you're gonna like this one. It's a trap.
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
I had a t-shirt with It's a Trap
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, dude, this is so you.
Dude, freaking Admiral Akbar is one of my favorite Star Wars characters, yeah. And they did him so dirty.
He's gone. Rest
they
in
did
peace,
him so
Admiral
dirty.
Akbar. What a great movie.
I love it. I love Mon Calamarians. I love Mon Calamarians.
I think my
they're
favorite
great,
thing.
They're wonderful people.
My favorite thing
they're
about
fantastic
Admiral
people.
Akbar.
They live in the ocean. They don't start wars.
My favorite thing about Admiral Akbar is that his whole head goes back when he talks. It's like, wah, 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 wah. It's silly. He's a silly guy.
He's a silly guy. And he's like, it's a trap. It's like, yeah, no duh, Sherlock. Yeah. What else would it be?
Admiral Raddus is pretty cool, too.
Oh, is he the one from Rogue One?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a beefier Akbar.
Yeah. Chad.
We have to get the shield.
Chad
generator.
Akbar.
We have to get the generator down. Derpy derp derp.
He's a pretty derpy guy. He's a pretty brontosaurus guy.
Boy, those Rogue One guys sure did epic fail when they got incinerated in the blasting of
epic
the moon.
Epic fail.
Epic fail.
Yo, big epic fail moment when Darth Vader comes and slices you into a million
yo,
bits.
Yo, get good. You mad, bro?
I'm going to floss on you. Oh, I don't like this one. I never liked this one. Ermagerd.
Nope.
I don't
like
this one.
Don't
like
it.
Okay. I think we stop on number 30.
What are we at?
30. All right. No.
You don't think people love this riveting meme conversation?
Well, you know, I think I'm about to read 30 is what I'm saying.
Okay. Read
okay.
It.
It's Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
It's an older one, but... the fact that Obama acknowledged it was kind of funny.
I don't think it.
You don't
think
so?
I don't
think
that's funny.
I thought so.
I think he's a politician and he's going to say whatever for the masses to suck on his supple teats.
That's politicians for you, but it's cute. It's cute.
I bet you like watching like Saturday Night Live and talking about it at work.
I don't watch TV.
You're such a normie.
I don't watch TV, Joel. I don't have cable.
No, man. Thanks, Obama was a pretty good one. And people said it a lot.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know what? It was kind of, okay. I figured it out.
All right.
It's back to when like politics were dirty, but we weren't so interconnected to a breaking point like we are now, where everything is over communicated, everyone has an opinion, and it was kind of just everyone could kind of get on with it, even if they like voted for Obama. It was funny.
It was like,
it's not like the Let's Go Brandon where it's like, all right dude, we get it, like, you know, I don't care, like, you know, but thanks Obama. If you had a big flag off your truck that said thanks Obama, man,
that'd be fun.
You're a cool guy.
Yeah,
come over to my house.
And I have no idea what you actually believe.
No. You could be like pro Obama.
Yeah.
You could be like, thank you, Obama.
You're making memes your identity.
Thank you for
instead of politics, which is a funnier kind of cringe.
Thank you for my healthy school lunches, Michelle Obama, and your absolutely gorgeous powerlifter back.
Yeah. Talk about what you have in the top 10. Oh, what are your top 10 memes, Joel? Or maybe top 5, because I feel like 10's a lot
10's
to come
a lot,
up with,
and I'm just trying to scraping
butt.
Stuff off the top of my head. I like, you know what?
What you got?
Controversial.
Okay.
I like Pepe.
Pepe?
I like, no. I don't like it's not Pepe, it's a poo.
A poo?
You know a poo? He's
like the Indian guy from the Simpsons?
He's like the little Pepe. Here, I'll find
I don't know a poo.
Hold on. I've got.
I'm not as inundated as you.
I got a lot of them on my phone. I literally just have nothing but these things on my phone. It's probably my most used meme. I'm just going to say my top one because I can't think of 4 others. But hold on. Let me find. I don't know. I just like it's very wholesome. Hold on. Why do I just have pictures of sandwich meat in my phone? It's this little guy.
I don't know that guy at all.
He's just like a
big fat frog.
No, he's like Pepe, but he's like a little wholesome man.
Okay, a little wholesome guy.
He cries. He wants mommy.
Yeah,
I like him.
He's the ultimate man.
He's our guy.
He's the man of the people.
Yeah. So that's my favorite one. Okay. I send it to women that I'm texting. They think it's cute and funny, and little do they know that the MLPA, whatever, My Little Pony,
what?
National Jewish Hate Society, they say it's a hate symbol. But
I
don't
understand. Are you talking about like the Center for Hate
Disease
Speech
Control
or whatever?
What is that called?
I don't know.
The FBI?
The FBI.
The SPLC.
The SPLC.
The ESPLC.
Yeah, that's something like that. Anyways, that's my favorite meme. Yeah, I like it a lot. I use it a lot.
Right. Shoot. I don't know. I don't think this is anywhere near the best meme of all time, but it's all I can think about right now. Because I had it saved on my
phone. Is it your mother?
When I was 17. Yes, it's my mother. That's the funniest meme ever. I love you, Mom.
I love your mom, too.
Yeah, she's nice.
Your mom's
a
good lady.
I don't know. I just think it's not even the best meme ever. So it's Spider-Man. I don't know why. I just think Spider-Man's really funny.
I like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. He's so stupid.
Spider-Man.
He's just sitting there.
I remember Jack used to make Spider-Man memes on MS Paint, and they were really funny. They were easy.
You know what? You know what's up there for me?
Huh?
Big Yoshi.
Big Yoshi is a good
big
one.
Yoshi.
Big Yoshi.
Man.
He's just like a big green guy.
I remember.
I don't like Wojax anymore. I like Soyjax. I think Soyjax are hilarious, but I think like the standard like Doomer, Bloomer, Wojax, they've been overplayed to crap. But I do like a good Soyjax every now and again.
You were big on the Wojax for a while.
Yeah, I was, and now I'm a big Soyjax.
I kind of got out of the game. Right around the time that the Wojax were a big deal.
Also like a good meme, Terrier Davis has a lot of good memes. You know Terrier Davis?
No.
He was a schizophrenic programmer who thought he
was
God.
Was he
Temple OS.
Temple OS, yes.
He's got some good memes that I use.
I watched a video about that.
Yeah. So, and I guess the Unabomber is kind of a meme.
Yeah, Ted.
In
you
Minecraft.
You love Ted Kaczynski.
I do love Ted Kaczynski. You know, I don't think Polish Americans have enough representation in media, so it's good to see our people being represented.
Oh,
I think a lot of like the memes I like are actually like really horrible disasters, like Killdozer. I think Killdozer is great.
You're just outing yourself right now.
Dude, yeah, I'm on a watch list, man. Yeah. I just said, guys, look at my Pepe. And then, also, Temple OS, Killdozer, and Sky King are my favorite things. What are your favorite movies, Joel? Oh, I don't know. Probably Drive.
Drive,
probably,
Fight Club, The Matrix.
Probably Blade Runner.
Is Blade Runner going to get you in trouble?
Dude, Blade Runner is totally an incel film.
Oh, yeah, you were talking to me about this. Is the original also?
No, I wouldn't say the original is.
Just 2049.
But, yeah, but it's just because Ryan Gosling is like the king of the incels.
Okay. Well, that's about all we have for memes.
Yeah. There's memes.
Yeah.
Comment below what your favorite meme is so we can send you a $5 gift card.
Like this video to floss. If you are an epic memer, like this video and buy our merch.
Do we have any more comments to read?
Steven, you got any more comments?
No, Jack just said don't call up Apu or Twitch will ban.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I don't care.
Oh, you're banned.
We have a not very active chat.
Yeah.
How many viewers do we have on this?
Like, I think 10 was our highest.
Oh, wow. We had 10 views.
What do we have now?
6.
That's actually decent. Hey, thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching, guys. As I just outed myself to the government.
Yeah.
All five FBI agents.
They're all watching.
All five FBI agents and my cousin.
No. What a disaster.
Oh, boy.
Dude. The FBI is going to come shoot you.
What does it say, Steven?
What?
There's a chat.
There was a new chat.
Epic win!
Epic fail. All
right. Goodbye.
Comment if we epic fun or...
What?
If we epic fun.
If we epic failed. Comment if we epic failed. Bye-bye.
Comment if you want to see more of my cleavage next episode.
Joel, say goodbye.
No.
Okay.
Rather die on my knees. I mean, die on my feet. Bye.
Epic fail.